This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministry, Sharon Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We left off yesterday at around the 12th verse. If you'd like to read with us, read along. We're going to take this up in the 12th verse of chapter 14. And let's get right into our study. When they fast, now God is telling how he's going to abandon these people. He's going to abandon his own people because of their backslidden condition, because they won't listen, they won't do anything to indicate that they want to repent. So God is going to just outright abandon them. Let's get right into the study. When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I am not going to accept them. Rather, I am going to make an end of them by the sword, famine, and pestilence. Now, that goes one step further, doesn't it? I'm going to end them. I'm going to put an end to this people. Now, this is very serious. And it's almost like, where's the grace and forgiveness? Well, God is full of grace and forgiveness, even in the Old Testament, but he got a belly full of this. And those that were worshiping false gods and did not listen to repent. I'm going to end them. I'm going to make an end of them by the sword, famine, and pestilence. But, Lord God said, I said, look, the prophets are telling them, you will not see the sword, nor will you have famine, but I will give you lasting peace in this place. See, you always have this prosperity preacher coming in and kind of itching the ears. They have these ears that want to hear nothing but the good, nothing but good things. I don't want to hear that bad stuff, Brother Hansen. Don't preach that half of the Bible. Tear that page out and just let me hear the prosperity, the good, and all of the good that God has. I don't want to hear anything else. You know, and we have 99% of people are this way. You might think I'm kidding you, but it's true. It's true. They have no patience with the truth. And, you know, Jesus preached the truth regardless of whether they would hear it or not hear it. He didn't really care. Well, you know, and you think, well, God wants to just do, well, take a look at the book of the Revelation. There's a lot of stuff in there that is not good, and nobody wants to hear it, but it's there, and it's true. Ah, Lord God, I said, look at the prophets. The prophets are preaching prosperity and good peace and all these good things happening. You will not see the sword. You'll not see famine. I'll give you lasting peace in this place. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name. They are prophesying falsehood in my name. There's a lot of it going on, folks. 99% of them out there on the YouTube channels. They're a dime a dozen everywhere you look. So watch out. I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divination, futility, and the deception of their own minds. The deception and the delusion and the confusion. And, well, I want to just get clicks. I just want to get clicks. I got to get clicks. I got to get clicks. That's about all it amounts to is clicks. The deception of their own minds. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who are prophesying in my name, although it was not I who sent them, yet they kept saying, There will be no sword or famine in this land. By sword and famine, those prophets will meet their end. They will meet their end. Well, that's one way of looking at it. And that's the truth. That's the true way. The people also to whom they are prophesying will be thrown into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and there will be no one to bury them, neither them nor their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour out their own wickedness on them. I'll pour out their own wickedness on them. What a shame. You will say this to them, let my eyes flow down with tears day and night, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people has been crushed with a mighty blow, with sorely infected wound. If I go out to this to the country, behold, those slain with the sword, or if I enter into the city, behold, disease of famine. For both prophet and priest have gone roving about in the land that they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Or have you loathed Zion? Why have you stricken us so that we are beyond healing? He waited for peace, but nothing good came. And for a time of healing, but behold, terror. We know our wickedness, O Lord. Well, it's about time. If you know your wickedness, why don't you repent? They couldn't do it. They could not do it, could they? The iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not despise us for your own name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, and do not annul your covenant with us. Are there any among the idols of the nations who give rain? Or can the heavens grant showers? It is not you, O Lord, our God. Therefore we hope in you. For you are the one who has done all these things. You're the one that's done all these things. Judgment is about to come. And whether we accept it, reject it, or know it, it's still going to come. These people wouldn't listen. They supported false prophets. And the interceding for the people, Jeremiah, asked God if Judah's repentance would bring his help, but God refused to come. He said, it's not going to do any good this time. It's not even going to do any good if you don't even ask. Don't even bother to ask me to save these people. Don't bother to ask. It's not going to happen. Then the Lord said to me, even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with this people. Send them away from my presence. It wouldn't matter if Moses was right there next to me. Wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter if Moses or Jeremiah. Wouldn't matter. Samuel, if the prophet Samuel were standing right there, would not matter at all. I wouldn't be with these people. Send them away from my presence and let them go. And it shall be that when they say to you, where should we go then you are to tell them, thus says the Lord, those destined for death to death, and those destined for the sword to the sword, those destined for famine to famine, and those destined for captivity to captivity. Wow. Unbelievable. I will appoint over them four kinds of doom, declares the Lord. The sword to slay, the sword to slay, the dogs to drag off, and the birds of the sky, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy. I will make them an object of horror among all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. I'm going to make an example. Indeed, who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Who's going to have pity on you then? It wouldn't matter if Moses and Samuel resurrected from the dead and were interceding. God's not going to hear them. The goal of these destroyers was to destroy the living and the devour the dead. This is going to happen because of Manasseh's evil reign and the people's sin. That's in 2 Kings 21, verse 1 to 16, 23 to 26. 23 verse 4. And the destruction would be complete. The people may have argued that they should not be responsible for Manasseh's sin, but they continued. They continued with the same thing. They wouldn't repent. If we follow corrupt leaders knowingly, there's no excuse for us as well. Following corrupt leaders does not justify corruption. Did you know that? Following corruption, following corrupt leaders, following sinful leaders, like we've had the last 4 years, does not justify anything. In fact, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as what they did here in Jerusalem. Same thing. And then judgment came. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us. Have mercy on us. Come into our hearts anew, afresh. Holy Ghost, baptize us. Help us, Father, to realize it's only by the blood of the Lamb that saves us. And let us repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of us, for the remission of sins. And we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.